So, you know, talking about the disability community, that's 20% of the population. 1 in 5 people in our country have a disability. So this idea of healthcare impacts all of them. And I think in addition to all of the things that have already been talked about, one of the concerns that I have is currently under the ACA, you have the protection of they can't discriminate against you because of pre-existing condition. So as I understand it, there's language in the new law that addresses pre-existing, but to what level is that addressed? And I guess as a person with a disability, I'm concerned that, you know, under a new law, am I going to be in a situation where because of my disability, I'm going to have to pay more for my insurance or not qualify, whereas the Affordable Care Act had the protections where they couldn't discriminate due to someone's pre-existing condition. I think one of the other things that I'm feeling as I'm reading through a lot of the new stuff and kind of comparing the two is I would agree with you completely that we need to start asking more questions and find out, you know, what, how these things are really impacting the community. I think the disability community, just like having a spot at this table, needs to have a spot in those discussions so that the decisions that are being made about people with disabilities, whether it's pre-existing conditions or whether it's Medicaid, they're being made with those people in mind, with those people in the room, so that we're coming to a fair answer for everybody. I think one of the other issues that probably is a lesser known issue in the Affordable Care Act is the Section 1557 protections. Those are a couple different prongs, but one is making sure that equipment in the hospital is accessible. It sets accessibility guidelines. And then it also sets guidelines for effective communication for the deaf community. Whereas the ADA says that, you know, the hospital gets to choose the effective communication technique, the Section 1557 says that the individual with the disability, the deaf person, gets to choose what's effective for them. So if we're gonna go and get rid of that protection, if that's not in the new bill, we're taking away people's ability to choose what's best for them. And, you know, being an advocate for 20% of the population, we need a spot at that table to have those discussions so that the decisions that are being made in DC are being made with everyone in mind.